Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
And our top local story on News Radio WBBM, Chicago's Columbus Day Parade won't be happening this year. It's due to the backlash against the Explorer that's also led to two large Columbus statues being taken out of public view. The story from WBBM's Nancy Hardy.
The Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans plans a rally they're calling Proud and Positive on Monday at Arrigo Park. That's where one of the Columbus statues used to stand before Mayor Lightfoot removed them over the summer. The committee's website says they'll host a car parade, mass, and lunch afterwards. In a sign of the movement against Columbus, the Chicago Board of Education voted back in February to eliminate Columbus Day, instead giving students the day off for Indigenous Peoples Day. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9. FM.
Mayor Lightfoot's blaming President Trump for creating the atmosphere that led to the plot against Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the threats Lightfoot and her family have been receiving.
As you know, there's a lot of conversation around a tweet that he put out that said, liberate Michigan. Unfortunately, every single time he attacks a public official, and I know this personally, there are those who take that as license to come after us.
Lightfoot says people have showed up at her home in an effort to threaten or intimidate her, and she's experienced phone calls in the middle of the night. Overall, COVID-19 cases reported among staff and students in Illinois schools remain relatively small, but we're only getting a snapshot of what's happening in the schools.
Illinois health officials report COVID-19 outbreaks in at least 44 school buildings throughout the state. That, according to figures released to the Tribune and ProPublica Illinois, which are reporting Illinois does not give the number of cases linked to schools or which schools have been affected as parents and educators try to assess whether in-person learning is safe. We typically find out when individual schools or districts release information. More than 1,800 Illinois schools are doing at least some in-class education, and many cases in younger people have been tied to gatherings outside schools. The Department of Public Health reports more than 8,600 Illinois kids between 5 and 17 tested positive between mid-August when school resumed and early this month. That's about 180 new infections every day, more than twice the number between March and early August. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The city of Chicago says it's issued citations to 149 businesses for violations related to the pandemic. Most were cited for not ensuring that customers or employees wear face coverings. A number were also cited for failure to enforce social distancing, exceeding indoor capacity, or serving alcohol later than allowed. The University of Illinois-Chicago has been awarded $3 million to establish an undergraduate research mentoring program in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. The UIC's initiative aims to prepare students for potential technical careers in national defense. Of the 180 proposals submitted to the National Defense Education Program, UIC's proposal was one of only 12 selected for funding. While leaders in the DeKalb County community of Sycamore insist their tap water is safe, some residents say their own independent tests show the water has unsafe levels of lead. City Manager Brian Gregory says he's confident the lead is not coming from the city's water supply.
The city's regulated by the EPA, and the city of Sycamore complies with all the EPA's sampling and testing standards. The results of our testing that's submitted to the EPA confirms that the city of Sycamore water meets or exceeds all of the EPA drinking water requirements.
But a homeowner, Amber Quinto, is among those calling for the city to bring in outside experts.
This may be above what they can handle. I think this is a very complex issue. I don't believe that our city is purposely trying to hide anything. I don't personally think there's anything sinister going on, but I think there is something very concerning going on.
Another resident says the foul-smelling water also has a slimy buildup that has clogged the tubing in her home. A person from Aurora is accused of forcing an undocumented teenager to work and keep her earnings. 23-year-old Santos Todoro Exalazar and 30-year-old Olga Choke Lodge are facing federal charges in the case. Choke Lodge allegedly accompanied the girl, who's now 17, into the U.S. from Guatemala last year. The girl was allegedly forced to work as a roofer in Florida, and then as a factory and a cleaning job, and took all of her earnings.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.